Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day where politics intrudes on everything. It does inevitably. It's why it's important. It's why it can be entertaining, but it is why it is directly relevant to the way we live. Right now, the prospect of war in Ukraine is very real, though the prospect, we are told, and it certainly is a politically sensitive statement, the prospect of American troops anywhere near that war is non-existent. Why? Because we have a constitutional system. We have a president of the United States who is commander-in-chief. And he has ruled out any direct American involvement. That, of course, is going to be very popular with most people in the country. But there are different aspects of politics around the world that, as of today, I'm afraid, make the chances of any kind of diplomatic resolution or negotiated settlement or halt or pullback make that less likely, and we will get to that. First of all, the Pentagon press secretary, John Kirby, has been pretty direct that the Biden administration has ruled out any direct military presence by American troops, or it would appear even additional advisors and trainers. This is clip number four.
The president has been very clear. We're not going to see American troops on the ground in combat with the Russians in Ukraine. He has made clear that that's not on the table. So what we're focused on is the very real security commitments that we have. You mentioned under Article 5 specifically to our NATO allies. Should Mr. Putin decide to make or to exhibit threats against the alliance, we want to make sure that he understands unequivocally that that's not going to be acceptable, and the United States will fight to defend our NATO allies and our commitments to our allies on the continent.
And will fight? Where and how exactly? If nothing else, it's a confusing response. There was much greater clarity from the other side of the pond, where the embattled right now Prime Minister of Great Britain, Boris Johnson, used his own communication skills to speak very clearly about Britain's support for Ukraine. This is clip 10.
We are keen to engage in dialogue. Dialogue? Of course we are. But we have the sanctions ready. We're providing military support, and we will also intensify our economic cooperation, because we are a firm and enduring ally of Ukraine and a supporter of Ukraine's territorial sovereignty.
Okay, one of the things that people are worried about right now is apparently Prime Minister Johnson in the midst of a terrible political crisis. And when I was talking about basically politics influencing everything, it was hard not to think of that. If you've been following any of the debates in the House of Commons or any of the situation for Boris Johnson, he is losing support almost daily from his own conservative party. And it has to do with this idiocy of drunken parties occurring with Prime Minister Johnson's knowledge, sometimes even his sponsorship. Now, these are not like the old Berlusconi parties. He used to have what he called bunga bunga parties. And bunga bunga apparently was his pet word for... intermittent erotic activity. And that's not this, or not entirely, but the report, which hasn't been fully declassified yet, which has been conducted by members of his own conservative party, and that's the important thing to keep in mind. You talk about politics, the conservatives have such a strong majority in the House of Parliament, right now, that there is no way that Johnson is going to be forced from office unless his own party turns against him, which it may. And that's very directly involved because he has been so strong and so clear on Ukraine, and it's the kind of thing that Putin is thinking about. And the other thing that Putin is thinking about is how many different threats really are approaching the United States at the same moment, and how this is a moment where it's difficult to imagine, partially because of what Joe Biden has displayed in Afghanistan and elsewhere. It's difficult to imagine Joe Biden and his team managing some kind of dramatic or effective or unequivocal response here. And when you talk about the different threats facing the United States, there's North Korea, which we spoke about yesterday, and there's also the continuing threat of China. And the FBI director, Christopher Wray, who I admire greatly, and I think it was terrific choice by President Trump to replace James Comey. He spoke at the Reagan Library, as I have twice within the last year. And at the Reagan Library, the FBI director was actually issuing a warning about China. Now, the FBI generally doesn't do foreign policy, but they are concerned with domestic security. And that is their mandate. And Director Wray warned about what is going on with China and its threat to the United States. Listen, this is clip six.
China's government has the global reach and presence of a great nation, but it refuses to act the part and too often uses its capabilities to steal and threaten rather than to cooperate and build. And that theft, those threats are happening right here in America literally every day. That's what I want to talk to you about tonight. The threat posed by the Chinese government here at home to our economic security and to our freedoms. Our freedom of speech, of conscience. Our freedom to elect and be served by our representatives without foreign meddling. Our freedom to prosper when we toil and invent. I've spoken a lot about this threat since I became FBI director, but I want to focus on it here tonight because in many ways it's reached a new level, more brazen, more damaging than ever before. And it's vital, vital that all of us focus on that threat together.
Okay, and that means at least some kind of unity. Is that possible at all? There's an indication that there is going to be bipartisan cooperation in terms of reforming the Electoral Count Act, which makes it less likely that there would be any kind of attempt to overturn future elections, making it more difficult to try to do that. Which, by the way, think about the next election. The next election, Joe Biden, as long as he lives, he will still be president of the United States after that election takes place. And assuming that he loses, does anybody want Joe Biden making a concerted attempt to claim fraud and to undo the election? Shouldn't it be appropriate that we do make adjustments in the way we proceed with disputed elections? And again, 2020 wasn't the only one. It's been a mess for a while. It needs to be fixed. We will get to what that means and what it doesn't mean. We will also be talking about Woody Allen's latest movie, right? Gotten a lot of attention, that film. Not a lot of people buying tickets. We'll tell you why not and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280, and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. Amfed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at Amfed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Michael Medved show, the whole world is reacting to the announcement that people assumed would be coming, and then people thought, well, it might be reconsidered. But Tom Brady is retiring from the National Football League. The Tampa Bay's Buccaneers quarterback officially announced his NFL retirement this morning, sharing a lengthy statement on his Instagram and Twitter accounts. And again, it is lengthy. This is difficult to write, but here goes. He said at the beginning, "I am not going to make that competitive commitment anymore. I have loved my NFL career, and now it is time to focus my time and energy on other things that require my attention. Political candidacy, perhaps? And not inconceivable. There have been very successful, very wonderful politicians before who have been former professional athletes. I'm thinking in particular of Jack Kemp, who was a quarterback. The first NFL game, actually it was AFL then, the first game that I ever attended in person, the quarterback was Jack Kemp for the San Diego Chargers. When I was a little kid, there have been people like Congressman Steve Largent of Oklahoma, who was a distinguished Republican politician, another great pitcher who I rooted for because I used to be a Philadelphia Phillies fan. Jim Bunning was a senator from Kentucky. So Senator or Governor Tom Brady, not inconceivable. And people in the United States have become accustomed to a glamorous first lady. And yes, I don't think there's any question Melania Trump is glamorous, but Mrs. Brady, she's up there too. In any event, one of the things that's interesting is they speculate, and go figure, Brady's lengthy statement oddly made no mention of the New England Patriots as NFL home for 20 seasons and 6 Super Bowl titles. The 44-year-old quarterback thanked several members of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers organization, in addition to his personal trainer, his agents, his family, but not Patriots owner Robert Kraft, its head coach Bill Belichick, or any member of the New England organization. There was also a fairly clever attempt and successful attempt at a tweet of the day. Listen.
Turn the page now to the internet.
I mean, wow, what a great, smart tweet.
Changed his password so he no longer has access to his Twitter feed.
Did you send the tweet?
I did not send that tweet. My system was hacked. I was pranked.
Donald Trump hasn't tweeted at us once, and I'm starting to get worried about him.
So we have a new tweet.
All right.
Can I do the honors?
Stand by. Tweet alert.
Okay, the tweet alert. This tweet came from NBC News New York, Channel 4. And their tweet, they have hashtag breaking. Tom Brady, who lost 2 Super Bowls to the Giants during his legendary 22-year NFL career, retires. I see his full message here. Nothing about the 7 Super Bowls he won, actually, but no. The Giants certainly and the Jets need encouragement. I know for New Yorkers it is a real struggle trying to find highlights for their 2 football teams, but that's the way that people did it there. And over in California, where the Los Angeles Rams are going to be representing California in the upcoming Super Bowl, over in California, and by the way, are most people in the country going to be rooting for Cincinnati, just with sort of an underdog quality for what they've achieved, but that's coming up. But back in California, one of the people who actually attended the playoff game between 2 California teams was the governor of California, where the 49ers lost to the Rams. And Governor Newsom was photographed at the championship game without a mask. So here is his response. This is clip 3.
As it relates to, you're correct, I was very judicious yesterday, very judicious, and you'll see the photo that I did take where Magic was kind enough generous enough to ask me for a photograph, and in my left hand's the mask, and I took a photo. Rest of the time, I wore it, as we all should, not when I had a glass of water or a thing, and I encourage everybody else to do so, and that's it.
Okay, he had taken off the mask, he said, just to take a photo with former the Hall of Famer, NBA Hall of Famer, Magic Johnson. And also when he drank water. There's also this from Gavin Newsom, and I don't know why. This is one of those stories that made me laugh out loud. I mean, it was so goofy. But here it comes. California Governor Gavin Newsom, who 3 years ago placed a moratorium on executions, now is moving to dismantle the United States' largest death row by moving all condemned inmates to other prisons within 2 years. The goal is to turn the section at San Quentin State Prison into, quote, a positive healing environment. I mean, death row in San Quentin, which was once occupied by Sirhan Sirhan, by Charles Manson. Okay, it's going to be turned into a positive healing environment by being dismantled. California, which last carried out an execution in 2006, is one of 28 states that maintain death rows, along with the U.S. government, according to the Death Penalty Information Center. While the other states, like Illinois, have abolished executions, California is merging its condemned inmates into the general prison population with no expectation that any will face execution anytime in the near future. Now, the idea of merging these folks with the general prison population, they're particularly dangerous because most of the people who are on death row, in fact, virtually all of them, are serving life without possibility of parole. And that sort of takes away some of the deterrent when you have eliminated death row and you are not taking executions seriously. And not taking them seriously means not considering them at all. We will get to more on the dangers facing the United States, and tomorrow we're going to be speaking to a major international scholar who asked the question, does America have more rivals than it can handle? That and more. And what about the vice president? Does he really, vice president really have the power to overturn an election? Coming up.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Snow, sleet, and freezing rain is expected to hit the central United States. A AAA spokesperson warning that driving could be dangerous in some parts.
I know everyone, you know, is kind of getting on the verge of being sick of the cold, you know, weather and winds from wanting spring to get here. But, you know, we're not out of it yet. You know, this could be the most significant winter weather event we're going to see this season.
The Weather Prediction Center saying folks need to be on alert tonight through Thursday. The Southern Rockies, Central Plains, and Midwest could get between 6 and 12 inches of snow. More than a quarter inch of ice is possible from Texas to the Ohio Valley. President Biden is preparing for the upcoming Supreme Court confirmation process. Biden hosting a meeting with the top two members of the Senate Judiciary Committee on Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
And on the Michael Medved show, Jay Tapper is doing something that I think is very important, very appropriate, especially with the Winter Olympics kicking off this Friday. Be still my heart. Is it just me? I've never been particularly excited by Olympics, particularly the Winter Olympics. But it seems to me, and I don't think it has to do with the COVID or it's just where we are right now. Are there people out there who are just thrilled and counting down the moments to watch every moment on TV covered by NBC, I'm sure, of the Winter Olympics in China? Right? Tapper, who I think does one of the better jobs on, certainly on CNN. He has a new series of segments that he's going to be playing on his show called Behind China's Wall about the real horror of this regime, which right now is being upstaged with the war threatening by Vladimir Putin and Russia. But it's part of the array of significant dangers facing the United States of America. Here is a sample of what the first segment sounded like. Listen.
And ahead of the start of the Beijing Winter Olympics later this week, it officially kicks off Friday, we're going to start a new series here at The Lead. It's called Behind China's Wall, because behind the fanfare and the glamour of the upcoming Olympic Games are a lot of ugly truths that the Chinese government wants you to ignore. CNN's David Culver sets the scene for us with a look at some of the horrors President Xi wants you to forget about while you're cheering on your favorite athletes this week.
Under an increasingly powerful supreme ruler, Xi Jinping, China is on a drastically different path from what the West had hoped.
Cooperation replaced by confrontation on multiple fronts, from a trade war to threats of an actual war in the South China Sea. In Hong Kong, Beijing quickly squashed pro-democracy protests, and it is now mounting pressure on Taiwan, pushing for the self-governing democracy to fall under Beijing's control. Then there are the widespread allegations of human rights abuses. CNN's traveled to the far western region of Xinjiang. It's here the U.S. and other countries accuse China of committing genocide against its ethnic Uyghur population.
Okay, this is good for CNN. And giving this kind of attention and a comprehensive basis, which they promised to do, I think that should be applauded and encouraged. And there are other networks on cable TV that frankly concentrate their specials, their special programming on horrors in the United States, alleging a stolen election, for instance, and fraudulent material about the origins of January 6th, and more. To do an expose on China, it seems to me, is a worthy undertaking. And speaking of exposés, there was a statement that was issued by Donald Trump that has actually been appropriately condemned by a number of other people. I'll just read you the statement. And he issued it over the weekend. If the vice president, he means Mike Pence, had absolutely no right to change the presidential election results in the Senate, despite fraud and many other irregularities, how come the Democrats and rhino Republicans like wacky Susan Collins, this is President Trump speaking, are desperately trying to pass legislation that will not allow the vice president to change the results of the election, Trump said in his statement. Actually, what they are saying is that Mike Pence did have the right to change the outcome, and they now want to take that right away. Unfortunately, he didn't exercise that power. He could have overturned the election. Now, anybody who's fact-checked this or even looked at it for a moment has given it 19 Pinocchios. This is completely fraudulent. But what troubles me is much of the response to this just dismisses it without explaining to people what's involved. What they're talking about the rhino Republicans and the Democrats, it's not just rhino Republicans, it's all Republicans, and it should be all Democrats, are talking about basically clarifying a very badly drafted piece of legislation that was originally passed in 1887, okay? It's been around a long time. And it's called the Electoral Count Act. And it was under the base of that act that they were operating on the day of the riot on January 6th. And a part of what the riot says is that the vice president will preside over the counting of votes that have already been certified and have been sent into him. This is a formulaic thing in which no vice president has ever attempted to do anything else. It does not give the vice president the right to overturn an election at all. The way it works is this, and I'm explaining this because nobody else will, but you can look up the Electoral Count Act. Is the vice president is supposed to read out loud the casting of electoral votes and how they have been cast, because they already have been cast. The electors have been named, they've been identified, things have been certified by governors and state legislatures and all sent to Washington. And then when it comes out, if somebody reads out the 20 electoral votes of Pennsylvania awarded to Joseph Robinette Biden, and they were, then somebody can stand up, and they did. And if you have a member of the Senate and a member of the House, and one of those members has to be from the state that is challenging it, you can say, I object. And then there is a question about they have to stop what they're doing. And they have to go into separate congressional sessions, the Senate and the House, and debate whether there is a reasonable objection to the casting of the votes of Pennsylvania to Joseph Biden. By the way, they voted on that in the Senate, and this was after midnight, after the riot had delayed everything. And for the Pennsylvania vote, Scott Perry, a congressman from Pennsylvania, and Josh Hawley, a member of the Senate from Missouri, they objected to the Pennsylvania's votes being awarded to Biden. So it went to the Senate, and it went to the House. In the Senate, the objection lost 92-7. It was not a close call. And on the House side, it lost 282-138 by more than 2-1. Arizona also got an objection, courtesy of Paul Gosar and Ted Cruz, and the objection there was 92-6. In the Senate, it lost, and 303-121, so almost 3-1. The point being that for the election result to be overturned, it wouldn't overturn it. It would just disqualify those electoral votes from being cast. They wouldn't count for anything. And the lack of those electoral votes, taking those electoral votes, even that, if he had been, they had taken the votes away in Arizona and Pennsylvania, the only two objections that actually got to Congress, Biden still would have won. He got 306 electoral votes. And this idea that he had a power, that power appears nowhere, the power for a vice president to overturn the election. And by the way, imagine if there's an election in 2024, you know who the vice president is? You want to give her the power to overturn the election, Kamala Harris? Not a great idea, but there are plenty of other poor ideas floating around. We will be right back on the Michael Medved Show.
Several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone. And so, therefore, my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654-PAIN, 833-654-PAIN.
The Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College promotes the principles of faith and freedom and equips the next generation of American leaders. Through bold opinion pieces, academic conferences on important topics, and examination of key figures and events in American history, the Institute and Grove City College stand apart from the indoctrination that's dominated much of higher education. The Institute for Faith and Freedom offers a brand new online course with scholar and historian Dr. Jay Cost on the mind of Madison in the midst of dysfunctional politics, the life and insights of James Madison can remind us of long-lost truths. What's politics supposed to accomplish? How should the people influence their political leaders? Go to faithandfreedom.com to learn more about their work and to take this new online course on the mind of Madison. Again, faithandfreedom.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And for those who yearn, and I think there are many Americans who do, to understand our history, to understand things like the Electoral Count Act. The Electoral Count Act came into existence after the most disputed election ever. And no, that was not 2020. Much more so was the election of 1876. So that's why years after that election, they basically revised the whole basis of counting electoral votes. How did that happen? Well, that's part of the story of American elections, and some of the most controversial elections still have elements of controversy that are unsettled even in academic circles. But you can get a much richer background in terms of the history of this great country if you join us as a member of MedHead Plus. MedHead Plus gives you access any time you want, day or night, at free basis, costing you nothing, of the very 80 or more programs in the MedVed History Store. And those programs range the gamut from basically the history of the Middle East. We were talking earlier about this Amnesty International attack on Israel. What is that based on? Well, that's part of what you'll find out in the Origins of the Middle East conflict, which is one of our most popular MedHead history programs. And there are many more, all available free to you when you join as a MedHead member at 22 cents a day. It's a small price to pay, as they say, for a great deal of knowledge, information, and understanding. Go to michaelmedved.com, and there's a banner there for the MedHead Plus membership, and or you can go to medvedhistorystore.com. And, okay, you talk about American history, it's why it's so important here, is there's a new poll featured on NPR that I think rightly has horrified a lot of people. One in four Americans say violence against the government is sometimes okay. The question I would ask is, okay, sometimes okay. When is violence against the government okay? Is it when the government is wrong? And what is the violence against the government supposed to end in accomplishing? Is it to get the government to change some policy or another? The idea of violence against the government, people would probably say, well, what about the Founding Fathers? What about the Revolution? And this is actually one of those things where I kind of want to grab people by the collar, you'll pardon me, not use violence, but just try to get some attention to thinking about logic. The reason the revolution worked is because there was overwhelming support for the colonial cause. I know what John Adams said. He said we were split by ones and thirds. And this is where they get the whole idea of the three percenters. No, it wasn't just 3% of the colonists who were opposed to the crown. And what he talked about is when it came to the cause of independence, of becoming a separate country, about a third of people wanted it, about a third of people did not. And about a third of people were unsure in the middle. But that's what Adams is talking about at the beginning of the revolution. And the reason the revolution was possible is because British force and government and everything else was far away across an ocean that took weeks, literally, to cross at that time. And one of the things that made the revolution happen was because local government was very popular. They had the state legislatures that they had were locally elected. And Britain had largely allowed the colonies to grow up without much interference. There wasn't tremendous British domination. But after the war of French and Indian War, which began in 1754, after that war, Britain incurred a great deal of debt defending Americans from the French and the Indians, and they needed to repay it by raising taxes. The American Revolution was a conservative revolution. They weren't trying to establish state legislatures. They were following state legislatures. And they didn't raise violence as individuals against the government. So what are we talking about here? The craziness about this is that in 2022, what possible violence against the government could work without killing literally millions of people? The government is powerful. And you want to use violence against it? Over what issue would justify it? This is horrifying, and it's wrong. And one of the things that is wrong about it is that for people who go to various events dressed as founding fathers or Minutemen and wearing colonial garb, we're not living in that situation. And we don't have a government whose power is far away that needs to send troops over to try to enforce the law, and there weren't that many of them initially. And the whole idea of people using violence, when the left uses violence, when the Antifa kinds of people use violence, isn't that something that conservatives rightly loathe and detest and hold to be un-American? How is it American and appropriate to use violence against a government that does allow voting, that is elected? Remember, it really was a slogan of the revolution, no taxation without representation. Who has no representation now? Who's not represented in America somehow? We'll see. That's, I guess, one of the issues that could come up in Supreme Court confirmation hearings. And I don't know, but I think it would be a grave mistake to try to make this a confusing pattern about the Supreme Court representing people. Supreme Court doesn't represent people. It represents laws and the Constitution. Meanwhile, there is another representative of Woody Allen's talent. A lot of his recent movies have been deeply disappointing. He's had a whole slew of personal problems, and he's getting older. But what about Rifkin's Festival, where a Wallace Shawn plays the Woody Allen stand-in character about a film scholar and a film festival? Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Wallace Shawn stars as an aging, pretentious film scholar who's dragged to a glamorous European movie festival by his much younger wife, Gina Gershon, but can't figure out the value of his own existence or reality in general in Woody Allen's latest effort, Rifkin's Festival. Now playing in select theaters and available for rent on various streaming services.
My mind started playing tricks on me. Now I'm beginning to question everything, what I want, who I am. Who in the world am I?
Okay, you're the latest, but not the youngest stand-in for this film's productive creator, Woody Allen. There's nothing particularly funny in this film, but more seriously, there's very little fun, other than scenic Spanish coast locations and some Woody recreations of classic movie scenes in the protagonist's dream life. It's rated PG-13 for some language and sex references. 2.5 stars for Woody Allen's amiable ambling Rifkin's Festival. And I guess you could say that there are very funny scenes that are recreated from Jules and Jim and from The Seventh Seal and from all sorts of classic films of years gone by. But unless you're a deep, dark, dyed-in-the-wool fan, this film is going to, I think, not disgust you or anger you, but leave you unmoved, to say the least. Speaking about being unmoved, what does America have to move toward in terms of rivals around the world? Are there too many rivals for America for us to handle? We'll be speaking to a terrific scholar from American Enterprise Institute, Dr. Hal Branch. And we will also be talking about COVID fatigue. We've talked about that poll from Monmouth that says 70% of Americans say we just need to get on with our lives. What do the other 30% believe? And who are they? Also, a tribute to Rosa Parks coming up on her birthday. And the claim being that we are facing the same kind of injustice in our transportation systems. Is there still an ongoing fight to make transportation accessible, affordable, and equal? We will deal with that and so much more next time in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vine Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.